from KQED.
Charlie Hayden died last week at the age of 76. He was one of the greatest bassists in jazz history, but that's not all. Hayden spent much of his life in Southern California, where he made his presence felt on and off stage as a bandleader, educator, and patriarch of a sprawling creative clan. Andrew Gilbert offers this appreciation.
As the news of Charlie Hayden's death spread over social media, the most striking thing was how many musicians took his loss so personally. More than anything, his peers recognized Hayden as a creative force who helped change the face of jazz while infusing the music with his passion for justice. His passing wasn't a surprise. Complications from the polio he contracted as a child had been racking his body for several years. But even in his last performances, he could summon an entire world with a single perfectly placed note. Hayden arrived in Los Angeles in the mid-1950s as a Hollywood-besotted teenager, wide open to new sounds. After several formative years performing with piano greats Hampton Hawes and Paul Bley, he joined the groundbreaking quartet of Ornette Coleman. The quartet's apocryphal 1959 run at the Five Spot in New York City left many jazz musicians perplexed by the group's unorthodox practices. With his oblique sense of harmony and intuitive approach to form, Hayden anchored the band's searing, blues-drenched flights with lines informed by the folk music on which he was raised. After narcotics sidelined him in the early 60s, Hayden eventually obtained sobriety, and there are many stories of him reaching out to help other musicians in crisis. His first album as a leader, 1969's politically charged Liberation Music Orchestra, featured arrangements by Carla Bley and drew on songs of the Spanish Civil War for inspiration. Over the decades, he reassembled the band whenever he felt the need to weigh in on American policy, like he did on The Ballad of the Fallen, a cry against U.S. involvement in Latin America. In the 1970s, Hayden played in pianist Keith Jarrett's Great American Quartet, and in 1982, he established the influential jazz studies program at Cal Arts. In duo and trio encounters, he could explore just about any style, meeting the musical needs of the moment with his passionate lyricism. Here he is playing with pianist Hank Jones from the 1995 album Steal Away, a project focusing on hymns, spirituals, and folk songs. Every time I got to sit down with Hayden for an interview, it was a memorable experience. But the first time was the most revealing. 20 years ago, for a feature in the magazine Musician, he gathered with his son Josh, then in the rock band Spain, and his triplet daughters Petra, Tanya, and Rachel, who were in the early stages of their musical careers. His kids talked about the various ways growing up with him influenced their music. But Hayden was quick to point out that they were influencing him too. Josh had introduced him to the LA post-punk scene. The band Firehose opened for the Liberation Music Orchestra at McCabe's in Santa Monica. "They asked me to sit in on a tune with them at the end," Hayden recalled. He wasn't concerned about musical styles. If he connected with the players, Charlie Hayden was always game.
Andrew Gilbert is a San Francisco Bay Area writer who covers jazz and world music. And And that's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. Our director this week is Nina Thorson. The technical producer is Seal Muller. Our engineering team includes Danny Bringer and Howard Gelman. The online team includes David Weir, John Brooks, and David Marks. Our interns are Nancy DeVille and Angela Rowell. The California Report's editorial team includes Victoria Malione, Susie Racho, Kat Snow, Ingrid Becker, and Bruce Kuhn. I'm Rachel Miro in for Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. The James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children.